Welcome to Emotional Empowerment, a podcast for emotionally sensitive or struggling people who are open to learning how to use your emotions as a spiritual practice. Hi, I'm Michelle Bursell, and I've taught therapists, coaches, and people around the world how to use their negative feelings to heal their life, and in doing so, eliminated their struggle with anxiety, depression, anger, guilt, and more. Ready to turn your negative feelings into your greatest allies? Then let's start your emotional empowerment journey right now. Hello, everyone. It's Michelle Bursell, and welcome to episode 16, Access More Ambition. And we're going to do this today, the emotional empowerment way. Now, before we get started, I want to ask you, how do you feel about the word ambition? For some people, it's got some mixed messages, and I want to clear this up because ambition is an important energy. It's this energy of you being able to go for what you want with perseverance and dedication. And so we want to honor the ambitious part of you. And at the same time, there's really good reason why there are mixed messages about ambition, which we're going to go into today. So just take a moment. When you hear of the word ambition, is it that positive perspective, or does that negative narrative come up where you think of someone who's uber ambitious in a not so great way? The reason why this is important to explore is because if we are not aware of the way that the negative narrative is playing out within you, you could be settling for mediocrity because you don't want to be that negative version of ambition. So with everything that we do here with emotional empowerment, it's about really understanding all of these different aspects from a deeper level of empowerment. That means going into the shadow side of some of these energies, emotional energies that you need in order to fulfill your next goal or fulfill the reason why you're here, right? Your purpose. So now there's nothing wrong with mediocrity. Mediocrity can have a bad rap, right? But there's an importance to that place of mediocrity. At the same time, we want to be conscious if we're in that place of mediocrity. We don't just want to fall there or end up there, right? So as I've shared in previous episodes, it serves a purpose. One of the most important purpose of mediocrity is you can learn more about yourself from that place. But there's often a cost to staying there. So today I want to support you to tap into more of your natural, ambitious energy in a way that's all about receiving this part of you. So a lot of what can be out there that's about being more motivational and tapping into that ambition and going for things is a lot of cheerleading. And that's why people go to events and they feel that energy of the leader and they're like, yes, I can do it. And then they go back home and they're like, okay, I'm back home and I'm dealing with my life and the same internal components that are holding you back. And this is why people spend so much money on those events or business coaching, but unless you work on these internal pieces, you can have the best coaching in the world on business and strategies, and you can have the best cheerleader by your side. However, you are the only one that can give to yourself what you need in order to move forward. And that's what emotional empowerment is here to guide you to do. So to support you to tap more into this ambition that is within you, that part of you that sees what you want, and you are going to go after it with perseverance and dedication, must come from an authentic part of you. And what I have found is that in order to receive that energy more fully, more clearly, more powerfully, you need to address the shadow side. Here's the two main shadow sides that I see to ambition that hold people back on a subconscious level. Number one, my kids call this person a quote unquote try hard. It's the annoying person who is like overly eager. They overly inject themselves because deep down there's a sense of inadequacy, right? So they're super eager. I always love the tryhards. You know, they're ready to go for it. But you know when that cross that line, when it becomes really annoying, we all know and have an example probably in our heads right now of someone. And it can be really innocent, but it also backfires on people, right? The other shadow side is the person who is willing to manipulate others to get what they want. And I think this is the number one piece that can take away ambition from an emotionally sensitive person, from a spiritual person, because you so don't want to be that. But if that's taking away your ambitious self, that part of you that's like, boom, I know what I want and I'm ready to get it, we can't have the shadow side taking away from your momentum, from your that internal energy that you need to fulfill your life's work. So just like in last episode 15, where we're resolving this duality, we're going to do that on some level with the shadow side of the qualities that are within yourself that you want to bring more out into the world. So we're going to do that with ambition. We can link the dualities within us and resolve them. We can also do this duality work with a certain quality that you want to amp up, that you want to turn up the volume with and start to see the shadow side that's there. And how we do this is we start to look at how we can receive the shadow. Again, it's not about fixing. It's not about getting rid of. It's not about avoiding. It's not about dismissing and saying, I don't have this within me. It's the exact opposite. It's all about receiving. And the invitation today, for those of you who have the courage, is to own all the aspects of ambition within you, the positive and the shadow. And that's why it takes courage. It's really not hard work. It's really about being more courageous to see what others want to push away and you being able to receive them from light and love. Because if you don't receive both the positive and the negative, the good and the shadow, two things happen, and I want us to be really clear about this. Number one, you create or deepen a victim narrative. You can't explain why you can't follow through, so you create a narrative about yourself and life that works against you and disempowers you. This happens all the time to the people that I love the most, my emotionally sensitive, my spiritual folk. It's so difficult to see because they're so embedded in it. But if you can't follow through or you feel that life is working against you, it's the subconscious working against you, and you do have power to change that. If we don't address the shadow side, the second thing that can happen is you will subconsciously limit your own authority, your own ambition, your own leadership because you don't want to be the shadow version. So you just shrink a bit. You disempower yourself. And that's not what we need. We need the ESPs out there making a difference in the world. Just look at the world and you know that to be true. Okay? So today we're going to learn how to receive these two most common shadow aspects of ambition. It's going to possibly feel like we're going down the rabbit hole a little bit, but with emotional empowerment, the only reason why we go back in the past is to see the misunderstandings we have with ourselves. So these misunderstandings don't limit how we are responding to life now in the present moment. Then you can be freed up to be more of your authentic self. So I'm going to go into these two shadow sides and give you some key components that you can start to look at, some questions to ask yourself. And then again, I'm going to use myself as an example so that you can see how to apply this so you can be more freed up. All right? So shadow side number one, the tryhard, the overly eager you. What I invite you to do is to think of one of your youngest memories of you being the tryhard, you being overly eager. Try to capture that moment. And then what was this part of you really wanting? And what can she or he teach you? So there is probably a part of you that got super eager, really excited, really wanted to try hard and do well and do good. And then it kind of backfired or you got negative feedback about it. So for me, this reminds me of a memory when this question came through. It was the girl eager to be on camera. So my parents owned, they had their own mom and pop television store. And they were one of the first people to have video cameras. My dad would bring it home because he had to practice with it to sell it. And he would say, you know, come get on camera. And I would get on camera and I would sing and dance and do all sorts of other goofy things while my other siblings ran from the camera. And I didn't like it when the camera was not on me, right? I was the annoying kid saying, look at me, let me do more tricks, more goofy things in front of the camera. As I look back at this part that on some level, I mean, not deeply criticized, but it was definitely known when I got to the point where I was being annoying, right? I look back at her for her lack of self-consciousness, her lack of fear of judgment about what others would think. She was willing to be seen. She was willing to be an entertainer, even if it was completely cheesy. She didn't care. She was having fun while others remained on the sidelines, right? So that's pretty cool about her. I think what comes through with this is really looking at what I can learn from her. What she can teach is looking back at and looking at currently, what are the ways myself or you hold yourself back because of the fear of being too much, annoying, offensive, boring, not enough, cringy, foolish, stupid, desperate. These are all the ways you self-reject so you won't experience rejection from another, right? So I think that was important. Whatever memory comes through for you, there's an important lesson with it. And it's important to see, like, wow, what are the ways that I can hold myself back now because I feel more self-conscious about those things, right? We also have to see the shadow side of that part of ourselves. The truth is, we turn into these versions of ourselves when we are looking for something from the external. So yeah, the natural part of me is a ham, but it turned annoying when I felt it was a way that I could receive positive attention. And I needed more and more of that attention, right? So it's normal to look outside of ourselves for that when we're young, but you quickly learn that it's never enough. And you keep asking for more and more and more, and people can't give it to you because it is too much. But that's when we start to make stories about ourselves that we're too much. When it's not you or me that's too much, what's too much is how we learn to look to the external, to ask someone to fill us up, to say that we're enough, right? And so isn't it interesting that you create these stories, these narratives? That was mine. And the notion of I'm too much, I'm being too much, has certainly played out in my life. And it's through our emotional awareness and empowerment that we can see that narrative and start to understand what it was really about. And then we can do things differently. Then we are allowed to be more freed up. So the overly eager you, if that still happens, or in the past, is looking for something outside of you to validate the inner you. Eventually we learn it never works. But it doesn't mean we have to hold on to those narratives, those stories, those ideas that we have about ourselves based on the past. The call is for you to learn to validate your inner self independently and do so when you're being your most freest self. Whenever you use the external for validation, it ultimately turns its back on you. It's not to be cruel. It's to be clear. It's not the way. It won't work. It won't ever be enough because it's our inner work. Like I said in episode 7, the cost of being underconfident, the difference between stuff confidence and self-confidence is the more you turn to something, love, health, wealth, to define you, the more you'll be lacking from truly receiving it. When you provide your own validation, you no longer need the attention, which means you are now capable of being able to allow yourself the attention without it overcoming you in any way. So for all of you who are afraid of being seen, this is a very important piece because you likely have a shadow side that's similar to mine, but it may have different nuances that you want to go into because it's about how we went to the external for that validation and we felt that we needed that. When you provide your own validation, especially for these parts of you that your ego tells you are cringy or too much or whatever, when you can provide your own validation, you no longer need that attention. And we need you to be really clear with this because there's a lot of people seeking attention in ways that might get it in the short term, but is going to be hurtful in the long term because they won't be able to keep it up, whatever that external is, right? So you want to do this from a way that's really true and authentic and in alignment with the truth of who you are. Let's go into number 2, the manipulator. The same 3 questions I'm going to ask you. Think of one of your youngest memories of you manipulating another. What was this part of you really wanting? And what can she or he teach you? So the youngest memory, what this part really wants and what she or he can teach you. Okay. So if you have a hard time seeing yourself as manipulating another, keep listening. It's really important for us to receive this part of ourselves. Otherwise, if you can't see it, it's probably happening on an unconscious level and you don't even know it because it's super common. What this parts of us, the manipulator, wants is our way. I mean, who doesn't like their way? Having our way feels great sometimes when it's done fairly. And so this is what the manipulator has to teach us. So I'm going to go back to a memory. It's a bit embarrassing, but hey, it's me, right? My manipulator was this time when I was a girl. I was paid by my parents to mow my parents' lawn, and it was, I think, a couple acres. So I got paid pretty decently, but I had my neighbor boy, who was a boy, and happened to like me to cut my yard for me and only pay him half of what my parents were paying me. So yeah, I got the benefit of making some cash while I still paid this kid who was willing to do it. And my parents were still happy because I mowed the lawn. So it's hard to see the good in the manipulator, right? But the good is that I was setting myself up to reap benefits and I got my way, right? I got free time and someone else was doing the hard work. So we want to set ourselves up to reap benefits in life. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem was I was using this person's weakness against him. He liked me and I took advantage of that. So I think it's really important to acknowledge how easy and common manipulation is. Again, if we don't, you're probably engaging in it. So it's when we bring these shadow sides to the light and understand them from love and understanding that they don't run us on an unconscious or subconscious level. And I think it's important to see that we do this as kids to our parents to get what we want. We will act a certain way. We'll show more love to them. We'll butter them up. We'll give them a certain look, right? So these are little manipulations. I mean, we don't call it that, but we know we're kind of working things, right, to get what we want. And parents do it to their kids. There's ways that you consciously or unconsciously tell your kids you need them to be a certain way to earn love from us. And they abide to receive love from us. So again, the more conscious you are of this, the more unlikely you are to engage in it, because you'll see that that short-term gain has a long-term consequence, okay? That's why I really invite you to see this part of you. So this manipulation is common in our relationships and can continue if it goes unchecked, right? If you don't see this, this can be showing up in your marriage, it can be showing up in friendships and relatives and all sorts of ways. And of course, we have been manipulated all along in advertising to think, buy this and you'll be just like this model who is selling you that thing. It's manipulating a weakness that if you had X, you would feel Y. So if we are really going to set ourselves up to reap the benefits of life, we have to have done the work to see how you have been both manipulated and the manipulator. Only in this way can you seize opportunities fairly without preying upon weakness. Why this is important is because if you are really to reap the benefits of life, you want both internal and external abundance, right? And so when we cut ourselves off from the shadow of manipulation, you're probably cutting yourself off from internal or external abundance. We have to receive these aspects of ourselves. You can see it's natural to want to get our way. And yet we have to understand the boundaries around that and when it can cause harm. Otherwise, we just totally disengage and don't even try to get our way and think that there's something bad with that, or can set yourself up to unconsciously manipulate. And I see it all the time. And one example of this are people who overly give. They think their ego tells them how they're being the nicest people, but a part of them gets ticked that people aren't giving back to themselves or giving back to you if you're the overgiver, overly giver one, right? And you think, how could people be that way? You are manipulating people so that you feel liked and loved and appreciated. So I support couples and people with this all the time, these ways that we are unconsciously manipulating. And that is what's going on there. And your ego can turn this manipulation into you being the nicest, most generous, whatever person, but it's not true. And people feel that. And so the more, again, you can receive these shadow sides, the better. The better off you'll be, the freer you'll be, and the more things will be a magnet to you rather than you unconsciously repelling these things. All right. So for the times you were manipulated, it is an opportunity to forgive yourself for not having good boundaries. And it's important to forgive yourself for not having good boundaries, because we were probably manipulated not to have them. You may have been told that boundaries keep you apart from someone, and so you let those boundaries down in order to feel loved by someone else. For the times when you were manipulated, the opportunity is to see how you were looking outside of yourself to fill the emptiness and gave your power and personal responsibility away in the process. So it's interesting because, you know, when people have been manipulated, they can put themselves in the category of being a victim. And I'm not saying that you weren't mistreated, but the emotional empowerment process is all about you taking responsibility for that part now. So oftentimes when we were manipulated when we were young, there's no way we could have known better. And so it's understanding now as an adult, however, how we can do things differently, what it means now for us to show up, not looking to the external and instead taking back our personal responsibility and our power. For the times when you were the manipulator, and I hope now you can better see them, forgive yourself for learning the responsibility of your power. That's all you were doing. We often learn by opposites, right? We take power to a place where it's not good, it's not healthy. So that doesn't mean we disown our power. It means we've got to feel into what was wrong with the imbalanced approach where you took advantage of another. And you have to be able to see that. In going into the two main shadow components of ambition, the eager beaver and the manipulator, become a part of you that you can receive. I mean, isn't it easier now to be like, okay, if I manipulated, and everyone has, I mean, I haven't met someone yet, and I've worked with a lot of spiritual people, monks, I mean, you name it, to, you know, average everyday people. We've got to receive this so that we don't unintentionally take advantage of another. And just understand, like, hey, this is how I was learning what was true power, where I feel it internally and externally. I'm showing up for myself internally and externally. So as you do this, you're receiving instead of rejecting these parts of you. You bring them to the light. You become more conscious of how you are showing up, especially when you step into your ambition. And this is when you will trust yourself at such a deep level to show up not only with perseverance and dedication, but also with integrity. To serve that purpose, your purpose, at your optimal level, you often must need to do this inner work so you are operating as consciously as possible. So for everyone who's like, I don't know what my purpose is, I know what my purpose is, but I just can't get there. There's this inner work that's calling you. This inner work, I believe, is the work of the divine feminine, is the work of Mary Magdalene, the Black Madonna. Think about how misinterpreted she was before she was given sainthood a couple years ago. She's the one willing to explore the shadow and that which we fear and see it from love. It's the work of the Gnostic text of Christianity to know thyself, because in knowing the so-called darkness, you reclaim more of your light. That's all we did today with the shadow of ambition. We understood it more deeply from a lens of love and compassion, so you can do differently. In the end, all of this work is about receiving all of you in the light in which you are meant to be seen and understood. So I honor you for the courage to knowing more of your truth and more of this divine feminine energy coursing through you that we call our emotions. It's running through you at all times to uncover more of the love, possibilities, power, and potential within and around you. This is how you do the inner work to create alterations within that then have no other choice but to be mirrored to you in the outer world. Here's to you and your conscious, loving, ambitious self. I look forward to seeing you next time. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Emotional Empowerment Podcast. If you've enjoyed the program, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes to help us spread the message about how to use your emotions as a tool for spiritual and personal growth. To receive free training and emotional empowerment, visit www.iiee.training. That's www.iiee.training.